News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Joining us now is Fiona Sheehan, off the back of representatives from RTE, including their Director General Kevin Backer, speaking at the Joint Committee on Arts, Media, Communication and Sports yesterday. Backer said in his opening remarks that it is regrettable that a sincere attempt by the national broadcaster to be more transparent has been categorised as another scandal. Fionnuala, you were writing in the Irish Independent this morning that that approach by Kevin Backer was a real miscalculation. Do you get a sense now, Fionnuala, that the minister here and that TDs on that committee are beginning to lose faith in Kevin Backer and in the wider RTE management team to get to grips with some of the issues within the company?
Well, a couple of straws in the wind there. I mean, on the way out the door from a meeting with the minister the previous night, Kevin Backer was asked, are there any more landmines? And that was basically a reflection of the fact that the government and the Oireachtas Committee felt that this issue about Derek Mooney's secret salary that nobody knew about kind of came from left field, has been knocking around there for quite some time. And why didn't they learn about it previously? And why was it disclosed so late in the process, where it seems to have been wildly on the grapevine out in RTE before the minister heard about it? Then Kevin Backer was basically being asked at the Oireachtas Committee, are you the person to continue on as Director General? Being asked for all sorts of documents, breakdowns, tables and so on. So it would appear that, you know, they're being told keep calm and carry on and everything will be fine and we're looking after it. But the committee and the minister are now basically going, no, I want to see exact and precise figures. I want to know what's going on here. It does imply that there is certainly a breakdown of trust.
I mean, there was a lot of discussion yesterday about people's contracts. Is there any sympathy for the management team out there, given the fact that they will have inherited a number of these legacy issues from these contracts? And whether we like it or not, neither Kevin Backer nor anybody else within the management team can go out there, rip out those contracts and say, do you know what, folks, we don't like it here. We're going to have to start again.
Yeah, this is the difficulty that he has, that some of these contracts are going back anything up to 30 years. But he was going, as he was facing questions yesterday, Kevin Backer was, you know, giving more and more examples of contracts, arrangements, deals that don't fall in under what you would call normal pay grades. So I suppose the TDs are looking at it going, you're in the public sector. There are public sector pay grades that describe exactly what your job is, if there are any allowances attached to that. And it's all very straightforward, where in RTE, it just seems to vary from person to person. And that's probably part of the problem that Kevin Backhurst had, that it's not really possible to provide a perfectly straightforward breakdown of salary levels in different areas of the organisation, because that structure simply wasn't in place. So anybody who is on a legacy salary and has been working there for a lengthy period of time probably has some different sort of arrangement in place around their pay, and that may not necessarily be the same as the person sitting next to them who is there the same length of time.
All right, Fiona Sheehan, we're going to have to leave that there for now. Fiona Sheehan, the Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. But there is another interesting aspect of this story, and that is Patrick Keelty's own future contract with the RTE seems to be in jeopardy now, because his people are looking for an enhanced package. He's not going to get that unless the DG gets his pay increase, and it seems there's going to be no huge appetite in government to follow on with that. So that is a story that is certainly going to roll and roll.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.